兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，让我们今天一起来分享，一起来聆听神的话语。
Thanks the Lord. Let's share and listen to God's teaching today.
Let's pray.
Let's pray.
爱我们的主耶稣。
Dear Lord, who loved us.
感谢赞美你。
We want to praise you and we thank you.
感谢你创造宇宙万有。
We thank you for creating the universe.
但是你却为了爱离开了天上的宝座。
But because of the love, you have left your heavenly throne.
你道成肉身来到世上。
The flesh, the word became flesh and come to this world.
你却为着爱，甚至要牺牲你的性命在十字架上。
Because of your love, you sacrifice your life on the cross.
当我们聚集在你的宝座前，
so that we can get together in yours before you.
求你亲自的开启我们的心灵。
May you open your heart, may our heart.
让我们看到你奇妙的救恩。
So that we can see your marvelous salvation.
也求你膏孩子的口。
And may you anoint my mouth.
将你的旨意显明。
To reveal your will.
让每个听到那神之道的人。
So that anyone who hears the word of God
来蒙受那数天的恩典与祝福
can be blessed the heavenly blessing.
我们这样恭敬的祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 感谢主。那今天呢，我们是 Palm Sunday， 是棕树节。
Thank the Lord. Today is the Palm Sunday.
那今天呢，也是美国的愚人节。
Today is also the April Fool Day.
那我们知道愚人节就是在美国的这个社会上有，就是在很多的媒体或者说一些的场合呢，都会大家互相的取笑一下。
And we know that in the American culture during this day.That all the people around will maybe fool you.
Okay. 那哦，我在网上面找到了一个图片哈。那我们来一起来okay. 那在《纽约时报》呢，他曾经这样的这样的一个笑话哈。他说，哎，今天外星人来了。
There's once printed a newspaper.It's joked that today the alien has come.
美国政府呢也曾经好像是在说，哎，我今天要赠给每一个他的国民，英国的国民一辆汽车。
And also the government also joked that today we'll give each citizen a car.
当然这些最后发现都是笑话。
Of course, this turned out to be jokes.
但是呢，这也是显示了西方人的一个幽默感。
But it also could be a sense of a humor in for the Western culture.
但是在现实的生活之中，如果是有人说你是一个很傻的一个人，那你会怎么样的表现呢？
But today, okay, if you have if somebody talk to you saying that you are foolish, what will be your reaction?
那记得小时候。当我听到我的同学跟我说，哎，他是蛮傻的。
When I was young, and I remember that when somebody was talking to me, that point to somebody, saying I was foolish.
那我就会非常的生气，因为我觉得我并不傻呀。
I got angry because I thought I was smart.
当然，因为常常会有些时候呢，会有些同学会在后面会就是指指点点之后呢，会甚至是要占我的便宜。
Well, I know that my classmates on the back they may gossip and they may take advantage of me.
那我却常常不知道他们在说什么。
But I didn't know what they were talking about.
那妈妈也曾经这样的跟我开玩笑。
Mom once joked to me as well.
她说我妹妹如果是要把我给卖了的话，我还在帮她数钱。
If the sister is going to sell me, actually I didn't know nothing. I was counting the money for her.
但是感谢主，那我妹妹没有把我给卖了。
And thank the Lord, my sister actually did not sell me.
并且呢，真的，她非常的爱我。
She in fact loves me so much.
那今天我能够有机会来到这里和大家一起分享上帝的话语，也是因着我的妹妹妹夫他们那帮我买了我来到这里的机票。
In fact, the reason I can come here to share the gospel with you and visit Minnesota is because my sister loved me and they in fact purchased an airfare.
那还有一次是我的生日，我妹妹她因为她知道这是我的生日，她说我今天要去教会来去做礼拜。
And also once during my it was my birthday and she particularly said because it's your birthday therefore I go to the church to worship the Lord.
感谢主让我有这样一个好的妹妹。
Thank the Lord that I have such a nice sister.
那中国人有一句俗话叫做傻人有傻福。
There's a saying in Chinese, the foolish actually get blessed more.
那台语呢也曾经这样也是这样说哈，是听公嫁公郎。
That's in Taiwanese.
Yeah. 那感谢主，上帝在我们这个家族之中呢，他是首先拣选了我。
Thank the Lord that He chose me first in my family.
让我成为上帝的儿女。
And I became a child of the Lord.
并且上帝也呼召我来将那和平喜乐的福音来传给我周围的人。
The Lord also called me to preach the peaceful and joyful gospel to others.
我的名字叫周乐。
My name is 周乐。
那意思就是说要将喜乐带给我周围的人。
It means to bring the peace and joy rejoice to others, to the people around me.
那感谢主，今天呢，是当我在预备今天的信息的时候，主让我来看到了诗篇，是哥林多前书一章十八节到三十一节。
When I was prepared the sermon, that God reminded me to come to read the First Corinthians chapter one.
那在这一段经文中出现了五次的迂浊。
In this passage we read today, there's five times the word foolishness.
那这个迂浊的希腊文是叫 moria.
The Greek origin of the word foolish is Maria.
Maria. Yeah, 那和 Maria 很像哈，那是 Maria。那这个意思呢，就是很笨、很木讷，也是很糊涂的意思。
It just means somebody something stupid, something dumb.
Yeah. 那但是从字源上来说，这个字它的字源意思是说把嘴闭起来。
Actually, the original meaning was to shut up your mouth.
那而且这个原来的意思呢是中性的，而不是说它是一个非常贬义的，或者说是它是同时有消极跟积极的意思。
Actually the word was neutral, it's neither positive or negative.
那今天呢我们就要一起来思想怎么样来得着这属天的喜乐。
Today we'll meditate on how to get the heavenly peace and joy.
那我们要一起来分享为主做与主人。
I will share the topic to be a foolish man for the Lord.
那在这一段圣经之中，保罗说，因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙。
In verse 18 says, for the message of the cross of foolishness to those who are perish.
就是说对于那些不信的人，十字架的道理它好像是一个笑话。
That means for those who does not believe the word of cross sounds a joke for them.
这个救恩的道理看起来是那样的不合理，那样的一个不合逻辑，甚至是荒谬的。
The word of salvation sounds so ridiculous for those, and it just means not possible to happen.
好像只有那些 愚拙的人，只有那些笨的人、蠢的人才会来接受。
So only those considered stupid or foolish can accept it.
那在世人的眼中，基督徒好像是个最大的一个笨蛋。
In the worldly eye, Christians seem to be those fools.
而十字架也是看成是一个最愚蠢的一个道理。
And the message of the cross was considered the most foolish.
当我们来看历史，
Let's look back to the history.
十字架原本是一个处以死刑的一个刑具。
The cross was used for a death punishment.
那起源于马代和波斯。
It originates in Medi and Persia.
那在战争之中呢，是当得胜的一方，他们要把战败的那些士兵和将军呢，会钉在十字架上，让这些人以至于来恐吓这个战败国的国民，要屈服在他的统治之下。
The victorious side will punish those soldiers by hanging them on the cross to scare the people on the defeated side.
后来这样的一个刑罚一直延续到罗马帝国。
This kind of punishment extend to the Roman Empire.
并且变得更加的残酷，更加的血腥。
And it became more cruel than before.
目的呢，是要将这些犯人带来一个漫长的和深刻的一个痛苦。
So that its purpose is to let those punished to suffer a long time.
所以行刑的人会先用那带钉子的鞭子将犯人打得半死。
So they will use the whip to whipping the those.
Yeah, with the nails.
With the nails, okay.
在强迫他们背着沉重的十字架来忧心失踪。
And they also forced the men to carry the cross.
最后将这些精疲力尽的受刑人钉死在十字架上。
And then they finally nailed the people on the cross.
所以在整个的罗马帝国，十字架的刑罚是不能用在罗马公民的身上。
Actually, the punishment on the cross, the crucifixion, never applied to Roman citizens.
十字架的这个酷刑只能用在处分那些罪大恶极、是颠覆国家的这样的一个暴乱者，只能限于用在那些奴隶和外国人身上。
It was used for the slave or foreigners who commit great crimes.
然而，这个悲剧却也发生在一个无罪人的身上。
Nevertheless, the tragedy actually came upon the innocent man.
就是我们的主耶稣。
That's our Lord Jesus Christ.
那圣经说，主耶稣他没有家庭美容。
The Bible tells us that Jesus did not have was not handsome.
他是一个穷苦木匠的儿子。
He was from a poor family.
虽然他没有犯罪，
even though he did not sin,
但是却被人诬陷，钉他在十字架上。
But he was convicted and put on the cross.
那我想可能很多人看过电影叫耶稣受难记。
I think many of you have watched the movie The Passionate of Christ.
Yeah, The Passion of Christ. 那我们可以看到那样一个血腥的一个场面。
We could see from the movie the bloody scene.
我们只是看到。
We are only viewed it.
但是主耶稣他却真实的来经历那样的痛苦。
But our Lord Jesus Christ will actually experience the suffering.
那我们也相信耶稣他在没有经历之前就已经知道他要所要经历的痛苦。
We also believe that Jesus Christ, even before the crucifixion, he already knew what's going to happen to him.
然而当那些文士、 法利赛人要定他死罪的时候。
Yet when those Jewish people want to convict him,
他却一言不发。
He did not say a word.
他没有为自己做辩护。
He did not defend for himself.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们站在一个局外人的一个角度来看这样的事情，你会这样看？
Dear brothers and sisters, if you view this as an outside of the event, what would you think about it?
你觉得耶稣是一个聪明人吗？还是一个愚拙人？
What do you think about Jesus? Is he foolish or he's a smart? He's a wise man.
就像我们知道我们自己何等的有罪，是这样一个有罪的人，是不值得去爱的人，但是耶稣却愿意为我们而死。
To think about the unworthy people, that we deserve no love from God, yet Jesus was willing to die for us.
就是那些文士和法利赛人，就是要定他们死罪的人，耶稣也要为他们而死。
Even for those who want Jesus to be dead,
以人之常情，这样合理吗？
And isn't that reasonable from a human view?
然而世人以为愚拙的，却显出上帝的智慧与大能。
Yes, through this foolish and the worldly foolish, God has revealed a great power.
第二十一节说，因为世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧。
In verse 21, for since is the wisdom of God, the world through the wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe.
在世人的眼中，十字架的道理是愚拙的。
In the eyes of the world, the message of the cross was foolish.
怎么可能一个自己都救不了自己的人要拯救整个世界？
How can a person who cannot even save himself can save the whole world?
怎么可能人已经死了三天还能复活？
How can a people who die for 3 days yet he can resurrect it?
怎么可能这位创造宇宙的上帝却为罪人死在十字架上？
How can the mighty creator of this universe can die on the cross himself?
然而十字架却显出上帝的大能。
Yet the cross revealed the great power of God.
因耶稣牺牲我们得生命。
Because Jesus sacrificed for us, we gain life.
因他的患难我们被赎回。
Because his adversity, we are ransomed.
因他的鞭伤我们得医治。
Because his wounds, we are healed.
因他的刑罚我们得平安。
Because his punishment, we have peace.
因他的苦难我们得救赎。
Because his suffering, we have salvation.
因他的死亡我们得永生。
Because his death, we have eternal life.
对于每一个得救的人，这就是上帝的智慧与大能。
For every one of the saved, and this is God's wisdom.
上帝用世人以为愚拙的道理来拯救那凡相信他的人。
God used the worldly foolishness to save those who believe.
上帝是创造万有的上帝，在世人眼中没有可能的，在上帝凡事都能。
God is the creator of the universe. For man, it's not possible, but it's possible for God.
试想，当主耶稣基督升天以后，那些曾经跟随耶稣的人，他们的生命完全被改变了。
Think about those who have changed their life completely when Jesus ascended to the heaven.
原本那些因着看到主耶稣钉在十字架上而四处奔逃的门徒，却勇敢地走出去要传扬福音。
Those who were scattered when they saw Jesus died was actually encouraged and preached the gospel everywhere.
他们勇敢地出去做见证，是说耶稣是主，耶稣和他钉的十字架。
They bravely went outside to claim that Jesus was the Lord.
至此，十字架的道理从耶路撒冷传到世界的各个角落。
So the message of the cross was reached to from Jerusalem to the rest of the world.
而今天，在整个世界上，每100人就有33个人是基督徒。
And today, among 100 people, there are 33 who are Christians.
弟兄姊妹们，你们有没有想一想为什么？
Dear brothers and sisters, have you ever think about this?
难道所有天下的基督徒都是在谎言之中吗？
All the Christians living in lies?
他们是在自我欺骗吗？
Are they deceiving themselves?
还是他们真正的得到了什么？
Or they may gain something real.
那到底是什么呢？
What is that?
他们得着了属天的生命。
They gained the life, the heavenly life.
他们的生命不再一样。
Their life is no longer the same.
在他们的生命之中有属天的平安和喜乐。
There's a peace and joy from the heaven in their life.
有生命的丰富和盼望。
There's a great richly life and hope.
他们的生活充满了活力和热情。
Their life are fully active.
弟兄姊妹们，这样的福音好不好？
Dear brothers and sisters, are this gospel good?
这样的十字架道理好不好？
Is this message of the cross good for you?
那这样的十字架的道理我们要不要呢？
Do we need this kind of a message on the cross?
感谢主，上帝的智慧是何等的奇妙，世人以为愚拙的十字架道理原来是何等的宝贵。
We thank the Lord God used this the foolishness of this message, yet He showed His power.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们能够得到这样的宝贝，是因为上帝的恩典，是因着上帝的拣选。
Because God's grace and because God's choice that we gain this grace.
那接下来的一段，保罗让我们看到这样一群被上帝所拣选的人。
The next passage is Paul showed us the choice from God.
他们是一群蒙召者，他们是一群特殊的一群。
Those are the special group of people who are being called.
那这群人和世上其他的一群不一样。
They are different from the rest of the world.
这一群人，他是以耶稣基督为核心的。
They are centered by Christ Jesus.
并且他们的使命就是去要传扬耶稣基督。
And their mission was to preach Jesus Christ to the rest of the world.
当然，这一段圣经也告诉我们还有两种人。
Also the passage tells us there are two kind of people.
一群是犹太人，他们没有办法接受这样的一个道理。
The first group is the Jewish who could not accept Jesus.
对于他们来说，钉十字架，这位拯救者却要钉在十字架上是不可能的。
For those Jewish people, the people who saved will be nailed on the cross. That's not possible.
他们所期待的拯救者是有大能的、有力量的。
The Savior they expected are with great power.
并且要带领他们来脱离罗马的统治。
He will lead them to save them from the government, the control of the Romans.
要建立自己的政权。
And establish their own power.
因此，钉十字架的耶稣成为他们的绊脚石。
Therefore, Jesus on the cross is a stumbling block for them.
因为他们觉得这位耶稣是一个弱者，是一个笨蛋，所以呢，他们拒绝了耶稣。
Because they thought Jesus was weak and foolish, therefore they rejected him.
那另外一群人是希腊人。
The second group are Greeks.
那我们知道希腊哲学。
We know the Greek philosophy.
那非常讲究逻辑与理性。
They pay attention to logic.
那。我们知道希腊的哲学家像是苏格拉底、柏拉图、亚里士多德。
We know many Greek philosophers like Socrates, Aristotle, and Plato.
他们都是希腊人。
They were all Greeks.
那然而保罗在这里将所有的是以希腊人作为外邦人的象征。
Paul used the Greek to symbolize the Gentiles.
对这些外邦人而言，十字架的道理是愚拙的。
For those Gentiles, the message of the cross was foolish.
是不合理性的，不合逻辑的。
It's not logical and it's not reasonable.
这样一位智慧的上帝，怎么能用这样一个不合逻辑、不合理性的这样的道理来拯救世人呢？
How can a wise God save the world using this unreasonable logic?
所以十字架这个道理对于犹太人还是外邦人都是不能够接受的。
So the message of the cross was not acceptable for these two kind of groups.
保罗在这里把整个全人类都囊括在其中，世界上的人都来拒绝耶稣。
Paul includes all the people in the world to conclude that all the people does not want to accept Jesus.
拒绝这位被钉在十字架上的拯救者。
Reject the Savior who was on the cross.
但是上帝却拣选了一些人。
Yet God has chosen some people.
在第二十七节和第二十八节说，神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧。又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。神也拣选了世上卑贱的，被人厌弃的，以及无有的，为要废掉有的。
It says verse 27, God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong.
所以蒙上帝拣选的不是那些以为有智慧、强壮的和丰富的。
So for those who are being called, they are not strong, they are not wise.
上帝拣选的是那些真正看到自己的愚拙、看到自己的软弱、看到自己的卑贱、讨厌、缺乏的人。
God actually chose those who can see themselves, their foolishness, they are weak.And they are low, and they were poverty.
只有认清自己的本来面目，上帝的拣选才能连到。
Only you realize your own status, you can realize God's grace.
当使徒保罗在没有信主之前，他年轻有为，才华横溢。
When before Paul was converted, he was a wise man.
并且他为他犹太人的信仰而大发热心。
And he was enthusiastic for his Jewish belief.
他觉得他是有智慧的，他是强壮的，他是丰富的，他是正确的。
He thought himself was wise, he was strong, and he was rich.
所以他理直气壮去来逼迫主的教会。
So he persecuted the Lord's church.And without any regret.
然而在大马色的路上，主耶稣的大光亲自的来照耀他。
Nevertheless, during his trip to Damascus, the Lord's light shined upon him personally.
在光中，保罗看到了自己的愚拙，看到了自己的软弱、卑微、缺乏。
And in the light, he saw his own foolishness, he saw he was weak.
当他完全的降服在上帝的面前，当他将主权交给上帝，他的生命出现了一个奇妙的一个改变。
So when he was fully submissive to the Lord, his life changed miraculously.
正如保罗自己说，我今天成了何种人，是蒙神的恩才成的。
So as he Paul says, today I become what kind of person I became? It's a person that was being called by grace.
上帝知道我们的心。
God knows our heart.
也知道世上没有义人，一个也没有。
You know that there's no righteous people, not even one.
唯有我们真正的认识到自己的本相，看到生命中的这样的一个愚拙缺乏，这样的一个卑贱，这样的一个软弱，我们才能够将我们的本相带到神的面前。
Only we realize, that we are weak and we are low and we are in poverty, that then we can come to the Lord.
只有当我们把我们的将我们自己倒空在上帝的面前，我们才能得着上帝的丰富，上帝的智慧。
Only when we are willing to empty ourselves, so that then we can be filled by the Lord.
就像我们的杯子如果不倒空的话，我们就没有办法倒入新酒。
It's just like a cup. If it's not emptied, you can't put new wine into it.
因此，当我们来到上帝的面前，我们要放下我们的软弱，放下我们的劳苦愁烦。
So when we come before our Lord, we should put aside our weakness and poverty. We should
放下我们的自以为意，放下我们的悲情下品。
We should put aside our labor and burden. We should put aside our self-righteousness.
来到上帝的面前，来到圣宝座前，倒空自己，来让上帝来充满。
And we'll come.ourselves in before the Lord and empty ourselves to be filled.
上帝爱你，他要你回到他的怀抱里。
God loves you. He wants you to be to reconcile with him.
他要让你得着那丰盛的生命。
He wants you to get the richly life.
弟兄姊妹们，你们要吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, do you want it?
你知道吗？你是上帝因爱而拣选的人。
Do you know that you are chosen because of His love?
上帝今天也要呼召你，要回到他的怀抱。
Today, God wants to call you to join Him.
你愿意吗
？Are you willing?
那请你告诉你旁边的弟兄姊妹说，你是上帝因爱而被拣选的。
I want you to tell your neighbor.That because God loved us, that we were chosen.
请你对你旁边的弟兄姊妹说。
You can tell your neighbor.
你要告诉他，你要倒空自己，让上帝来充满。
You want to tell him that you want to empty yourself and to be filled by the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
那在最后一段我们看到另外的一个希腊字叫 kakomai.
Lastly, we'll see another Greek word, kakomai.
那 kakomai 这个字呢是夸在 这段经文是夸口的意思。
It means boasting.
那这个字也同时在另外的地方使用，比如说在罗马书五章第二节。
It's also used in other passages.
那这里说，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所赞的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。
That's in Romans 5:2, through whom we have gained access by faith into the grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
那在罗马书第五章十一节也说，不但如此，我们这既着主耶稣基督与神和好，也就借着 他以神为乐。
In Romans 5:11, not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
那雅各书一章九节也说，卑微的弟兄升高就该喜乐。
And also in James 1:9, the brother in humble circumstances ought to take pride in his high position.
所以这个 kakomai 也是喜乐自豪的意思。
So it also means pride and joyful.
所以这是以之为乐，以之为荣的意思。
So it's taking pride for the Lord and also be joyful in the Lord.
所以最后说，当指着主夸口，意思就是说以主为荣，以主为乐。
So when somebody boasts in the Lord, that means take pride for the Lord and be joyful in the Lord.
所以我们这一群因上帝的爱而蒙拣选的人，是要以主为荣，以主为乐。
So for us who are chosen in the Lord, we should take pride for the Lord and rejoice in the Lord.
这样的以主为荣，以主为乐，是因着我们在耶稣基督的里面。
Because we are in Jesus Christ.
这是本乎神，是以上帝为起源的。
And this is because God originated.
我们所有的都是从上帝而来。
All we have is coming from the God, from God.
不是我们自己的功劳，而是主耶稣在十字架上所成就的。
Not because what we do, but because what Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross.
所以，当我们夸口，我们是指着主来夸口。
So when we boast, we should boast in the Lord.
我们喜乐是因着主而喜乐。
When we are joyful because of the Lord.
我们荣耀是因着主他自己的荣耀。
We are glorious because God is His own glory.
主耶稣，他成为我们的智慧，唯有他能够解决我们人生一切的问题。
Jesus Christ become our wisdom, and only Him can solve our problem.
上帝，他使主耶稣成为我们的智慧。
God made Jesus Christ to be our wisdom.
让我们因着他可以来认识上帝。
And because of him, we can know God.
耶稣基督，他要成为我们的公义，让我们能够在上帝的面前可以称义。
So Jesus Christ become our righteousness, so we can be justified before God.
耶稣基督他要成为我们的圣洁，让我们与上帝的圣洁有份。
Jesus Christ become our holiness so that we can have image of God.
耶稣基督要成为我们的拯救，以至于让我们活着不是在为自己活，而是为那造我们爱我们的主而活。
Jesus Christ become our redemption so that we can no longer live for ourselves but for the one who loves us and created us for.
也只有这样的生命才是有意义的，才是有价值的。
Only such a life is meaningful and worthy.
那既然我们得救是本乎上帝，
Since our salvation is from the Lord,
那么我们前面的路程也是要本乎他。
And then the life ahead of us will also from him.
他要因他自己的应许， 因他的名来引导我们走义路。
He will lead us in the way of righteousness because of his name.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是我们生命中何等有福的。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is how precious in our life.
这是何等的福气，何等的恩典。
What a great grace for us.
告诉你旁边弟兄姊妹说，你是有福的。
Tell the brother and sister, your neighbor, you are blessed.
你要好好把握这个福气。
And you need to hold this blessing.
那今天也是棕树节。
Today is the Palm Sunday.
是纪念主耶稣在2000多年前他进荣耀的进入耶路撒冷。
It's to remember that Lord come to Jerusalem triumphantly.
他没有骑着高头大马。
He did not ride on a big horse.
他骑的是个小驴驹。
He was on a donkey.
夹道人们夹道欢迎他。
Yet people greet him.
来欢迎他荣耀的进入耶路撒冷。
They welcomed to enter Jerusalem triumphantly.
因为耶稣基督他来不是带着刀枪马兵。
He came not with sword and guns.
他来了不是要让我们屈服。
He came not to let us let people yield to him.
他带来的是爱与和平。
What he brings is love and peace.
耶稣基督来不是来招义人。
When Jesus came, he was not to call the so-called righteous.
他来是要拣选那愚蠢的。拣选那些软弱的、卑贱的、缺乏的。
He is to choose those who are foolish, those who are weak, those are humble, and those are poverty.
今天耶稣基督他也要来到我们每个人的面前。
Today Jesus Christ also wants to come before us.
他要叩响我们的心门。
He wants to knock at the door of our heart.
当我们打开我们的心门，他就要进来。
If we open our heart, he will enter.
他要与你，你要与他一同坐席。
He wants to come in and die with you.
耶稣基督来了。
When Lord Jesus come,
我们来欢迎他的来到。
Let's welcome him to enter.
那我看到很多弟兄姊妹拿着棕树枝。
I see some people who is holding the palm leaves.
你们要举起来。
Now you want to wave those?
耶稣基督他来了。
When Lord Jesus come,
他要进入到你的心中。
He will enter your heart.
你愿意打开你的心门吗？
Are you willing to open your heart?
我们来一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
在这纪念主耶稣进入圣城的日子。
When we remember the Lord's coming to Jerusalem,
他今天要进入到你的生命。
Today he will knock our the door of our heart.
你愿意打开心门吗？
Are we willing to open our heart?
你愿意迎接他进入到你的心里吗？
Are you willing?To welcome him to enter into your heart.
如果你愿意，请你举手。
If you are willing, please raise your hand.
耶稣基督，他要进入到我们的心中。
The Lord Jesus Christ who wants to enter your heart.
他呼召每一个要他所爱的人。
He will call those who he loved.
他要拣选那些认识自己本相的人。
He will call those who he has chosen.
要进入他丰盛的宴席。
To enter his richly feast.
你愿不愿意放下你的软弱有限？
Are you willing to give up your weak and your finite?
你愿不愿意放下你的劳苦愁烦？
Are you willing to put aside your labor and burden?
你愿不愿意放下你那自以为意的心？
Are you willing to put aside your self-righteous heart?
你愿不愿意放下你的悲情下品？
Are you willing to put aside your sorrow?
你要不要来到上帝的面前，来到他的施恩宝座前？
Are you willing to come before God in the presence of his throne?
上帝要怜悯你。
God is merciful on you.
上帝要赐恩给你。
He wants to bless you.
你愿不愿意？
Are you willing?
愿意的话请举手。
If you are willing, please raise your hand.
哈利路亚，请放下。今天上帝要呼召那些愿意为主摆上的人。
Today God wants to call those who are willing to submit themselves.
你愿意因为爱主的原因来奉献你自己吗？
Are you willing to sacrifice yourself because you love him?
你愿意摆上金钱才干恩赐吗？
Are you willing to put your money, to put your wisdom?
你愿意来爱他，来侍奉他吗？
Are you willing to love and serve for him?
上帝要拣选那些愚拙的、软弱的、卑贱的。
God wants to choose those foolish, those weak, those humble.
你愿意回应上帝的呼召吗？
Are you willing to respond God's calling?
你愿意为主的缘故而做愚拙人吗？
Are you willing to be a foolish man for the Lord?
愿意的话请你举手。
If you are willing, please raise up your hand.
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
Now,我祷告一句，你请弟兄姊妹来跟我一起来祷告。
When I start to pray, I invite you to follow me.
创造万有的主宰。
Dear Lord who created the universe.
我要感谢赞美你。
We want to thank and praise you.
因为你爱我。
Because you love me.
你何等的宝贝我。
How precious was that?
谢谢你。
We thank you.
我今天听到福音。
Today I hear the gospel.
我愿意打开心门。
I'm willing to open my heart.
来迎接你进入到我的生命。
To welcome you enter in my life.
求你加给我力量。
May you strength.
给我智慧。
Give me the wisdom.
你自己来充满我。
And let yourself to fulfill me.
让我的生命不再一样。
So that my life will be no longer the same.
你医治我。
You healed me.
你祝福我。
You blessed me.
带领我前面的道路。
You lead me the life before me.
谢谢主耶稣。
We thank the Lord Jesus Christ.
谢谢你的恩典。
Thank you for your grace.
谢谢你的拯救。
Thank you for your salvation.
我接受耶稣基督。
I'm willing to accept Jesus Christ.
做我的主。
To be my Savior.
做我生命的主。
To be the Lord of my life.
从今以后
From now,
我愿意更加的来认识你。
I want to know more about you.
跟随你的脚步。
To follow your footprint.
走在你所为我们为我所定的永生的道路。
To walk in the way that you want us to be.
感谢主耶稣。
We thank the Lord Jesus.
谢谢你接纳我。
We thank you for accepting us.
并且你喜悦我所摆上的一切。
And we are joyful because you have prepared for us.
愿我所摆上的蒙你的悦纳。
May what we put is pleasing to you.
也愿你恩上加恩，力上加力的带领我。
And may you continue to bless us.
祝福我们的教会。
Bless our church.
愿一切荣耀赞美归给你。
May all the glory ascribe to you.
平安喜乐归给你所喜悦的人。
Peace and joy to those who are pleasing to you.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray all this in the victorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主。
Thank you.